This morning, as we round up Push 2026, I'll be speaking to us on what I titled The Blessings of Thanksgiving and Child Dedication. Or if you want it, Children Dedication. Today we have children to dedicate, not just one. The Blessings of Thanksgiving and Child Dedication. And my test scripture is Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67 and verse 5 to 7. He said, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. He said, then the earth will yield our increase, and our God shall bless us. He said, our God shall bless us, and the ends of the earth will fear him. That is Psalm 67. So rounding up this push this year, and we have tagged it as the restoration of all things, all blessing, all round restoration. I want us to understand that restoration of all things, or as the Bible tagged it in that our scripture, Psalm 67, talking about fearful blessings. All of them come via fearful thanksgiving and praise. Fearful thanksgiving, fearful praises is what give birth to fearful blessings. All round blessings. Now, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, in Bible term, is the expression of gratitude for what God has done and for what you believe he can do. And this is what leads us to glorifying God for who he is, for what he has done, and for what he can do, which we call praise. Thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude for what God has done and for what we believe he can do, which leads us to glorify him for what he has done, for what he can do also. Psalm 100 verse 4 and 5. The Bible says, Psalm 100 verse 4 and 5, it says, enter his gate with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving first. And it courts with what? With praises. So it is the thanksgiving, expression of this gratitude of what he has done or what you believe he can do, that lead you to glorify his name, giving him praise for those things he has done, those things you believe he can do, and those things that he will do. Now, this is how to describe thanksgiving. So let's look at the other aspect we are looking at this morning, and that is child dedication. What is child dedication? I want to plead with you to please give me your rap attention. This message will do you good. If you can minimize your going up and down, I will appreciate it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can refer to it over and over again. Even if you are young, you are single, you will give birth one day. And this will do you a lot of good. And you will soon know why. What is child dedication? Or children dedication? Children dedication is a covenant practice where parents express gratitude to God for the gift of their child or children. According to James 1 verse 17, he says, all good and perfect gifts come from where? From above, from the Father of light. And they publicly commit to raising them in a godly environment. Remember Proverbs 22 and verse 6. He says, train your child in the way it should go. So child dedication speaks of two things. One, it is an expression of your gratitude as parents that God has given you this good gift, a blessing. This also is speaking of your public commitment, presenting that child to God in the church. You are declaring to God and every witness here that you are committed to training that child in the way of the Lord. That is what child dedication implies. I take it again. Child dedication or children dedication is a covenant practice where parents express gratitude to God for the gift of their children, according to James 1:17, and publicly commit to raising them in a godly environment, according to Proverbs 22 and verse 6. So, the covenant practice acknowledges that the child belongs to God and seek God's guidance and blessing over the child or the children. You see a case study of Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 22. Jesus also, as a child, 8 days old, was brought to the temple. Praise the Lord. And that was the parents also declaring that they would train that child in the way of the Lord, even though he's the Son of God. And we saw it through the story in the scripture that they trained Jesus for going to the temple daily. That was why when he got lost at age 12, they looked for him when they went to worship. And they couldn't find him. He said, why are you looking for me? You should know I will be in my father's house. You taught me. You brought me. Hallelujah. So it was, the foundation was laid from that dedication time. We also saw the case of Samuel. And you will see what Jesus did, fulfilling the scripture. The parent of Jesus, what they did in that Luke chapter 2 verse 22, is already what has been laid in the Lord in Leviticus 12. You read from verse 2 to 8, the story or the law, the covenant of child dedication from that. That is why when Christians say that it is an Old Testament doctrine, I pity them because they don't know the scripture. Jesus said, I have not come to break the law, but I've come that I may empower you to fulfill. And the parents help him to fulfill the law. Leviticus 12 verse 2 to 8. Praise the Lord. So thanksgiving that we said leads to praise, and children dedication is a covenant way of expressing our gratitude to God. And gratitude that is not expressed in this form we have spoken about, either in words, in song, these are where we express our gratitude, and via our substance, is blessings denied. Please help me preach that to your neighbor. Gratitude not expressed is blessings denied. When you don't express your gratitude for anything God has done for you, even the gift of children by dedicating them to God, if you don't express that gratitude, it is you throwing away the blessing. That may not mean that the child will die, but the value, God's protection, God's blessing, empowerment to do well in life, you are throwing it away on behalf of that child. May God help all parents. Please say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So gratitude not expressed is blessings denied. And we express our gratitude in diverse form, in words, in song, and via our substance. When you see or hear in the scripture talking about give, according to Psalm 96 verse 8, 1 Chronicles 16, 29, all of them is talking about giving thanks to God, bringing an offering and give in his courts. Psalm 96 verse 8, 1 Chronicles 16 verse 29. When you hear Bible talk about offer, we have said give one. When you hear Bible talk about offer, Hebrews 13 and verse 15 say, let us therefore offer the sacrifice of what? Of thanksgiving to God, which is the fruit of our lips. So anywhere you see the Bible talks about offer, Psalm 116 verse 17 also talks about offering, offer. When you hear the Bible talk about honor the Lord, all this give, offer, honor, According to the book of Proverbs 3 verse 9. All of them is talking about how to express our gratitude to God and also to men. We express gratitude to God first and also to men. That's why you hear some people come to give testimony as a form of thanksgiving, expressing gratitude for what God has done. And also you see them mentioning men that God also used for them. It is not out of place. It is biblical. Because God wants us to say thank you to him and also appreciate men. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So thanksgiving and dedication. Either of our children, property, or even our certificates, achievements, are foundational spiritual practices that transform any life. Please hear this again. Thanksgiving and dedication, either of our children, properties, because in the scripture we have properties, house of God, personal house, dedicated to God, certificate, achievement, dedicated to God. Either of any of these, they are foundational spiritual practices that transform your life. And you will soon know why I said so. When we look at the blessings, the benefits of thanksgiving and dedication. But in summary, they are spiritual foundation that transform our lives. And the Bible says, when the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? Somebody who is old today and you know it that you have never been dedicated to God. Maybe you have been dedicated traditionally. You know the traditional dedication? Eh? They will put honey. They will put sugarcane, salt, what do they call this one now? Sugar, alligator pepper, alligator pepper, oil, all these things. They will say, they will mention, they will be praying. Those are the traditional way. They will even put it in the children's mouth. They will put it in the children's mouth. They will put it, say, the way this honey is sweet, your life will be sweet. If the foundation, God's foundation is not there, come and dedicate yourself. It is not out of place. If you don't know, say, and maybe by any means, you know that your whatever they call dedication, for your parent own, is a traditional dedication. They have dedicated you to one God in your village, one idol. Come and dedicate yourself to God. Say, God, please. I was not there. I was not aware. I couldn't tell my parents no where they did it. Now I understand. The Bible said the time of ignorance God overlooks. But now that you know the truth, he demands repentance. That's why if you are a firstborn in this house, firstborn, male or female, and you have never been redeemed, because everything that is first belongs to God. Everything. Seek first what? The kingdom of God. Proverbs 3 verse 9, he says, honor God with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increases. Even the first fruit of your children, the first fruit of the womb, the Bible said they belong to me. The first fruit of every animal, they belong to me. Those animals that the Bible term as unclean animal, God said, go and do your research. He said, replace them with clean animals. He said, but if you say you will not replace with clean animal, he said, what should you do? You should break the neck of that animal. That means kill it, destroy it, because it's never meant for you. Any firstborn that is not dedicated to God, they are troubled children. And there is a price. You should know that God is serious. Go and read your Bible. There is a price that God demands for every firstborn. Say, if you will not come and drop that child in the church, like Anna did to Samuel, eh? He said, you must pay a price. We call it redemption fee. Every child in the scripture that is above 30 days old, because that redemption should be done on the 30th day. If it is not done, you are more than 30 days old, there is a redemption addition, 20% of the original amount that you will pay. 20 gera. That's the amount in the Bible. Go and find out the dollar rates. You will know the naira rates. Jesus was dedicated. Jesus was redeemed as the first son. The one that opened the matrix, the womb. people play with some things. And that is what, when the foundation is faulty, people struggle in their life. And we said that if the firstborn of your family is not redeemed, come and redeem yourself. Remove yourself from that line. Remove yourself according to the book of Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 7. Remove yourself from, come and redeem yourself. So many people did that redemption here in Hope Alive Christian Assembly. You don't have to be in church. Prepare yourself. Book an appointment with the head pastor. The redemption, they know the prayer to pray for you. The fee will be collected from you. And the prayer and what God demands that should be done will be done for you. Shout hallelujah. That's just a digression. Maybe somebody needs to hear that. Praise the Lord. So thanksgiving and dedication is a foundational spiritual practice that transforms your life. Thanksgiving shifts your focus and attention from problems of life to God's power, reducing anxiety, worries of any kind, thereby inviting unto you multiplication. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Out of them that proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply. That's what God says. This is what thanksgiving generally will do for you. It will shift your attention when you give glory to God, when you thank Him, when you appreciate Him, even for what He has not done, but you believe He can do it. And you just celebrate Him and thank Him for it. It shifts your attention from the problem. That is what we call sacrifice of thanksgiving, especially for what He has not done. You are looking for a job. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. Whatever it is, you have done all that you needed to do. Give thanks anytime you remember that issue, if you have ever asked Him. The Bible says He's the one that created the ears, will He not hear? He has heard you. All you need to do is to continually thank Him until the testimony is in your hands. He shifts your focus and attention from the problem and reduces anxiety and worries, inviting multiplication. So, in the case where you are even asking for one, God will give you two if your thanksgiving is small. Shout hallelujah. So, dedication also consecrates your life or anything dedicated to God, to divine purpose, unlocking God's direction, protection, and supernatural peace. You have peace over that child. You have peace over your certificate. You'll not be struggling. Shout hallelujah. Now, let's quickly look at the blessings of thanksgiving and dedication. Number one, if you want to call it benefits, you are good to go. The blessing or the benefit of thanksgiving and dedication. Number one, it gives you access to God's presence. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Enter His gate with thanksgiving and His court with praise. There is protocol in the heaven. It does not matter the urgency of your trouble. It does not matter the trouble. It does not matter who is behind it. The thing is that if it must be God that will solve it, what should you do? As you are approaching God, God has a gate. They may not be visible to you. It does not matter. But this is Bible protocol. He said, when you want to approach God for anything, what do you do? He said, enter with what? Thanksgiving into His gate. Then from thanksgiving, you enter into His court. When you already have access to the gate via your thanksgiving, you will enter with your praise into His court. Shout hallelujah. So expressing gratitude draws you closer to God. Remember, Psalm 22 verse 3, God dwell in the praise of His people. But before you get to praise, it is thanksgiving. That is what opened the gate for you. Shout hallelujah. Number two, the blessing and of thanksgiving and dedication. Number two, you enjoy supernatural multiplication. Jeremiah 30 verse 19, I quoted for you earlier. Luke chapter 9, talking about the multiplication of five loaves and two fishes. The feeding of 5,000. Luke 9, verse 16 to 17. Luke chapter 9. So thanksgiving is a catalyst for miracle and any form of blessing. Somebody say, how does this apply to dedication of children? How do you have access to supernatural multiplication? We can see that it is easier to understand the one of thanksgiving, especially with this example in the book of Luke. But how does he relate to dedication of children? 1 Samuel 2, verse 21. 1 Samuel 2, 21, talking about Hannah. The Bible says, 1 Samuel 2, 21. He said, and the Lord visited Hannah. Now, Hannah dedicated Samuel to God when? Verse 1. Are you with me? This is after chapter 1, sorry. This is after the dedication. Now, after she asked of the Lord, Samuel, and at the appointed time that she pledged, vowed to the Lord, she took Samuel back to God, dedicated, left in the temple as she has said or vowed to God. Now, after that, look at what happened. After that one seed given to God, sown to God, the Bible says, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bear how many? Church, are you reading? How many? Three sons. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. You can see? From the seed of Samuel returned back to God. What happened? God gave her 5 in return. 1 plus 1. Even if you say multiplication, 1 times 1 is 1. Are you with me? But this is supernatural what? Multiplication. Supernatural increase. Say, I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will glorify them, they shall not be small. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. God truly multiplied Samuel unto Hannah. God truly glorified her. The one that was called the mother of none became the mother of how many? 6. One given to God. Because she is still mother, Samuel's mother. So you enjoy supernatural multiplication. Praise the Lord. Number 3, emotional peace. This is the blessing we enjoy from thanksgiving and dedication. Emotional peace. A grateful heart actively replace worry with the peace of God. It is your action word to replace the peace of God with worry, anxiety, running from pillar to post. Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. How many things? By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Yes, verse 7. And the peace of God. The what? I didn't hear you. The peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So you enjoy emotional peace. Peace over your life, over the blessing, over the children you dedicate to God. You will not be running up and down. If you obey the law of God over your children, you will not be the one going to line down at the hospital. You hear people, mothers giving testimony here in Hope Alexis Assembly because we have been taught to follow the scripture, especially over our children. Don't help them to break the law of God. Because for now, when you give birth to children, until they become teenagers, that they begin to have a mind of their own and begin to decide certain things for themselves, you are the one that decide on behalf of those children. So as godly parents, you don't break the law of God for your children. Jesus' parents never did. And that is why Jesus could stand even at the pool with John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said, no, you should not be the one coming to us to be baptized. I know that I'm just your forerunner. You are the real Messiah. You are the one that's supposed to be baptizing us. What did Jesus tell John the Baptist? He said, let it be done that all righteousness might be what? Might be fulfilled. He was still fulfilling scripture. Because why? The parent taught him. Parents in the house, I beg you today, if this is the only message you will hear from me, don't help your children break the law of God. Many of us parents, we obey the law of tradition more than the law of God. Some, you ask them, why have you not dedicated your children to God? Please go and read when you get home. Either you are married or not. Read that Leviticus 12 verse 2 to 8. They're the Lord there. The Bible says in that scripture, if the child is a boy, at 40 days, the 8th day, just give call, bring the child to the priest. Let them give the child name. There was no biblical rule. You are not owing God anything. That's why here in this church, we have a slogan. Come and name my child. It's not come and eat my food. You are not committed to give us water. Because you just call us need to be a witness. If not, you can bring your child alone, you and the father, to the pastor. And the pastor will pronounce the name, anoint the child, and the name stand. That's all. You are not owing the church or God anything. Where the matter is the issue of dedication in Leviticus 12. He said, well, if the child is a boy, he said, 40 days, you must bring that child to this temple for dedication. If the child is a girl, he said, you wait how many days? 80 days. Go and read your Bible. That means, in another word, once the child cross in our day, you know, in the day of the Jesus, they do, what do they call it? A fellowship from house to house. So the woman is not lacking anything. She have opportunity of hearing the word. Don't keep your wife in the house. God has not tied her down. Don't tie her down in the house for 40 days and 80 days and say that because we have not done child dedication, your wife will not come to church. Before you know it, after the dedication, you will start treating small devils. Because all those devils that know that she's in the house, they have not gone to church. All of them, the neighborhood, who don't have church to go, they know that, Mama Cynthia is at home. She never entered church. Hey, Mama Cynthia, you heard what happened in the compound yesterday. Why other people are in church hearing the word of God? They will be feeding her with the word of men. We said, after naming, once you are strong enough as a woman, start coming to church. That does not mean you come and dedicate your child. The reason is because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing. You keep coming and hearing the word of God. Come and participate in the communion. On Wednesday, come. Come for prayer. What you are not permitted to do, because the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. You are not permitted to take that child, if not immunization, to any other place except God's presence before dedication. You are not permitted. It is not biblical. Some of you have broken the law of God, and the Bible says, he that break the edge, the serpent will bite. Ignorance is not an excuse. So that is why you must learn. You are no woman is permitted. I used to say it in Daughters of Abraham. You are not permitted to, you are going to market. You are going to family house. Somebody died. Anybody that died, that woman, your husband should go and represent you. You are not permitted. If you have not brought the child first to God in dedication, you are not permitted to take that child anywhere else apart from God's presence. God first. God first. God first. When you treat him first, you honor him. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 2:30, he said, those that honor me, I will honor. But anybody that rub his hand in the eye of God, say he can do anything. The Bible says, that person shall be disdained, shall be lightly esteemed. God will also push you one corner. May that not be your portion. Hallelujah. Those are the blessings. You enjoy peace over those children. Since I gave birth to my child is now in primary school. My child has crossed to secondary school. They finished junior WAEC in peace. Children that we name in this church, they are finished junior WAEC now. Where is Chidera? Oh, your computer. Don't worry. I'm not calling you. She's serving. She's working. Free training. All of you that keep your own in the house, covered with blankets. They don't know church. They can't do anything in the house of God. That's why they go around neighbors where they will teach them how to have boyfriend and girlfriends. Teenager. They name them in this church. Deborah, she will be somewhere, maybe in the studio. Ben Joseph. We name them in this church. They are finished as junior secondary school. The parents have peace over them. I'm not sure there's any of them that the parents can lie down in the hospital on admission over them. It's not that they don't get sick, oh. You know, children. Well, go and eat one rubbish or do one play rough play. But when they come and lay hands on them, pray for them, this blessing they normally come and receive after service, it is God's ordained. They don't do it everywhere. Jesus said, the little children belong to me. Let them what? Let them come. And the Bible says, Jesus, in the book of Mark, the Bible says, he lay his hand upon them and blessed them. So when daddy say you are blessed, then no devil can look for that child. Any devil that look for that child will die that child death. It's not possible. Don't look for my children in Hakau. I tell you the truth. If you dare it, I curse you to death. In fact, you won't survive 7 days. You will not. Because I will not look for anybody's children. But any child that is connected to Hope for Life Christian Assembly in faith, that the children are not marking with something nonsense in their house, that we are not applying white and they are doing black in their house, I'm telling you, any devil that dare them, they die. Praise the Lord. The blessing, the benefits. This is why you must obey the law of God. You must obey God's covenants. God's commandment over the children. Even if you don't know, and as your pastor, who know, we say, please don't do this. Please don't do it as parent. If you don't understand, ask question. Why am I not to do this? We show you in the Bible why you should not do it. But people like to obey tradition more than obeying the word of God. And the Bible says, God's commandments are not grievous. That means you can do it, you can obey. Number 4, are we there? Strength. You enjoy strength in your faith. Thanksgiving and dedication strengthen your faith because you have done the will of God. The confidence is there when you are living in obedience to God's word. Thanksgiving and dedication strengthen your faith. Reflecting on past victory. God has done it before. We are mentioning it. People are giving testimony. And past blessings build the faith needed for future challenge. Somebody came here and said, they booked me for CS. And it was not as if there was been something that has been pointing to that. She was fine, all true. But at the point of birth, devil show up. He said, no. After several minutes, blood from nowhere. And they said, let's salvage the life of the baby and the child. See, yes. And Pastor, I remember it was on my bed. I knelt down and I said, Father, a miracle. If there is any time I need a miracle, it is what? It is now. I didn't know. I've not dropped the call after prayer when I was saying, Father, a miracle now. But some other times we say, Father, please have mercy. Let your will be done. Depending on the faith of the parents. And they believe with me because I had pastors say, amen, mommy, amen. And God came true. In fact, at a point, I called him again. I said, Pastor, have they prepared the theater? Eh? Where is the doctor? He said, the doctor came. He's talking to somebody outside. I said, oh God, this is the time. God is not giving me a delay tactics. And before the doctor got ready, God did what? God came through. He strengthened your faith. When you hear such, you can believe God. If God can do it for Pastor David Chong, he can do it for me. And believe it, David said, the same God, talking to the king, 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 37. He said, the same God that delivered the bear into my hand, that empower me to tear the lion. He said, that same God will give me this stupid Philistine. This child of Satan. Called HIV. Called hypertension. The God that healed me of headache when I cried to him. He can deliver me from this hypertension. He can deliver me from this diabetes. Either inherited or acquired. It is irrelevant. Irrelevant. If he can do it, for one, he can do it. And when David shared that testimony, what happened? God came through. He brought down that giant devil. Every giant standing in your way. As you believe God and worship him and praise him this morning, they are coming down for you. Yeah. Father Abraham in Romans 4 and verse 20, the Bible says, he didn't stagger at the promise of God. God has said it. But he was strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory to God. So praise, thanksgiving, dedication strengthens your faith. Number 5, it provokes wisdom and direction. It provokes wisdom and divine direction. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all your way. So when you thank God over any matter, either done or yet undone, you appreciate, glorify God over your children, the gift, whatever achievement, you acknowledge that God is the giver. The Bible says, when you acknowledge him in all your ways, then he will direct, he will guide your path. So it provokes wisdom and divine direction when you learn to live a life of thanksgiving and praise. So God, by dedicating your work, achievements, and resources, cause him to make your path in life straight. No struggle of any kind. Number 6, preservation of blessings. Malachi 2, verse 1 to 3. Preservation of blessings. That's another thing you enjoy when you learn to practice thanksgiving. Live a lifestyle of dedicating your blessings to him. Preservation of that blessing. Malachi 2, verse 1 to 3. He said, if you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Somebody say, God forbid. I didn't hear you say, God forbid. Whatever it is that we acknowledge God or dedicate to him, he protects and preserves. But once you close your eyes to the fact that God giveth it and you acknowledge him and praise him and thank him for it, he say, instead of that blessing, he will put a curse. If man curse you, you can run to God. If God curse you, where do you run to? Nobody. You run back to him and say, Father, have mercy and repent. And only your repentance can avert the blessing and do what you are supposed to do. Mark 10, verse 14 and 6 to 16. Mark chapter 10, and that's where Jesus asked the children to come to him. He put his hand upon them and do what? And bless them. So, for preservation of your blessing, preserve them. What does blessing mean when Jesus blessed them? When you say a child, you are blessed. You are saying you are empowered to succeed. So every moment, empowerment to succeed are placed over children. Jesus said, bring them to me. And the reason is to empower them as he lays his hand upon them to succeed in any area of their life. You saw that example in Mark 10, 14 to 16. And the last one, last benefit and blessing, abundant supply and open doors. Proverbs 3, verse 9 and verse 10. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. Honor the Lord. A newly married couple who God blessed with the fruit of the womb, they have increased from being just one flesh, that is two in personality, to become how many? Three. That's an increase. The Bible says, honor the Lord with that increase. A promotion in the office, a lift in your salary, he said, honor the Lord with that increase. Hallelujah. Especially the first. And the Bible says, verse 10, give me verse 10. He says, so shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine, new blessing, new opportunity, new privilege, new relationship that we add to you and bring you blessing. Always make up your mind to honor God with your substance. That's why anytime you have the privilege to give to God, give him your best. Abundant supply, not one. God gave Anna 5 in place of one that he honored him with. He always give you abundance and open doors. So shall your barn be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. New things in righteousness. New opportunity. Hallelujah. So honoring God with our substance and resources, both material and human resources, as regards the education of children, and with our first fruit bring overflowing blessings, financial stability, because God said, those who honor me, I will honor. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 30. He said, but those who dishonor me, they will be lightly esteemed. How do you dishonor God? When you refuse to offer him thanks, when you refuse to acknowledge him in your blessing. Can I tell you as I close, that to every blessing of God in your life, there is something due to God over that blessing. Find out what is due to God and give him. Every monthly salary, every profit in business, there is something due to God. And what is that? Your tithes. Every first fruit, some people, you know, traditionally, when you receive have a new job and you receive your first salary, what do they do? People take it to their biological parents. That is not biblical practice. Your first salary should go to who? To God. That's your first fruit. Of every season. It's not a sin if you don't do it, oh. But forget, you lose the blessing. God will not kill you. You will not lose the job. But you lose verse 10 of Proverbs 3. Stand to your feet.